Hello, GWA. This is the burner account, and I have with me
The Bishop.
And we are going to take the penis preference test together. Because I figured this is probably going to spawn some interesting discussion. So it's going to be far more entertaining to do it together than alone. Alright, so we both have it pulled up, and we are going to start now. You ready?
I am so ready.
I should also preface this by saying that I've been drinking. Bishop is catching up to me and drinking.
I'm trying on my second glass, so I'm working on it, guys.
So the honest opinions are going to be flowing.
Oh yeah. All right, you ready?
All right, yep. And okay. Let's get started.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. First picture. What do you think of this dick? Huge, big, normal, small, or tiny?
I personally think it's kind of tiny.
I was going to be generous and say small.
Okay. Obviously far nicer than I am. It would be kind of like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, this would be a bit of a disappointment. All right.
We are not off to a good start.
No pulling punches tonight. Okay. No. Yeah, I'm going to say small. I'm going to be generous and say small.
Okay.
Which is not, like, it's not, like, a deal breaker because, I don't know, but just based purely on looks, not accounting for the fact that he could be really good in bed. That is a small penis.
Yeah, I mean, he still has a mouth, so...
He has fingers. He can hold a dildo if need be.
There you go. So, I think we're good here. We're good.
Okay, scrolling down. Holy... Wow.
Yes! Yay!
All right.
Holy shit.
Okay. This dick would make me hurt, rock my world, fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, not be enough for me. I'm gonna say rock my world.
Yeah, if we're being completely honest here, which we should be, I'm in between rock my world and make me hurt, because big cocks are amazing. But you will feel it the next day. So.
Yeah, I would say this is not a guy that I would ride. Oh, hey, Petey.
As somebody that has kind of encountered peni like this, I would, but you can also kind of control how much of them you decide to put inside of yourself.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
So you just have to just ride it like a jockey and engage the thighs. Engage the thighs. Put that Zumba to work.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with rock my world. Potentially make me hurt.
Ugh. Okay. Much better than the first picture. Yeah.
That was a slow start. Maybe we shouldn't have taken this together because I feel like we're getting a mom mentality.
I don't think so, because I think you and I are pretty good at making up our own minds about it, but we kind of know what we want, and this is not it.
I'm gonna say. Look. What do you think? What do you think?
I would not feel this. Yeah, I would have that immediate jerk reaction. It's like, oh, okay, well, okay. Like, I wouldn't say anything defeating, but, I mean, again, he still has fingers and a mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, of the options in front of us, I would say this guy's dick is the smallest dick I've ever seen.
I have to say, because I've seen much of the internets, it's not the smallest I've seen, but...
What?
Yeah, I've seen smaller.
I
Oh, yeah.
Man, maybe I just go to the good part of the internet, because I've never seen a dick smaller than this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Where do you see dicks this small? Like, his balls are literally bigger. Like, one ball is bigger than his penis.
Oh, that is very true. Oh. Okay, well, it's unfortunate.
I mean, if you've seen smaller, that's fine. I just never have. Thank God for that. Knock on wood.
Right.
Okay.
Not in person, just on the internet. Okay. So,
next
page?
Next page.
Okay.
Whoa!
What is it about skinny guys and huge cocks?
Oh, it's always so disappointing.
I've always taken by surprise.
Yeah.
And then taken by surprise.
This looks like it's bigger than his thigh, though.
It probably is. How do you fit that? Is that Photoshopped?
I think this is perspective. This must be some weird perspective thing.
That has to be it, because that's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
I don't... It's good to be true.
Right, Petey? It's ridiculous.
It's like fucking huge.
What do you think of this dick? What do you think of this dick, Bish?
A sucker is huge.
Yeah, you know, he not only has length going for him, but he has some serious girth. Like, that is...
Yes. That's a plus.
That is one girthy cock.
Sure is. Oh. Ooh, the baby. Girthy.
The mind wanders.
Sure does. I'll save that for later.
Yeah. And open image in new tab.
Just saying.
Okay. Next. Ooh, an REI bottle.
Oh, okay.
It's a new comparison.
Guess that. Right? I guess that gives us perspective. It's better than the paper roll. That's a really, I mean, it's a good sized cock, but it's also very smooth. It's a very, like, dildo looking kind of.
Yeah, he's cock. Not very veiny.
No.
Which isn't a bad thing. I'm trying not to be super negative.
Itty bitty little tip.
Oh, Petey's.
I'm not supposed to be looking at his pornographic material.
His poor innocent eyes. I'm going to say this cock is... I'm torn between normal and big.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, because I don't know, if you're going to go big all the way and have, like, the veins and the texture and everything, and this one just looks very not intimidating at all. Like,
you know,
okay.
I think if it were veiny, I would fall on the side of big, but because it's not, for some reason, I just think normal, and I don't know why.
See, but because it's long, but it's also kind of slim.
But it's doing that thing that I always find so bizarre when I encounter these penises in person, is when the base is more slender than, like, halfway up the shaft. Do you see that? Like, have you ever... Yeah.
I see that,
That happens a fair bit.
I've seen it.
And it's always weird.
I haven't...
It's a bizarre sensation.
I haven't seen that in person. It's either been kind of normal or, like, big and girthy. So, the one time that I did encounter a small cock, that reaction initially was not probably what I should have done. Yeah.
Whoops. I don't know. An ex of mine was like this, but more exaggerated. Like, halfway up his shaft towards the head was, like, big and girthy. But the base was so slender. What? And it was so unfortunate because, you know, most of the nerve endings in our vagina is, like, towards the opening.
Right.
So, even though he had a very girthy dick, I wasn't feeling as full because the base of his cock, when he was inside of me, wasn't stretching me out as much because it was so slender compared to the rest of his cock.
That is really weird. So he's, like, shaped like a vase?
It's weird.
How does it?
It's weird. Have you, a lot of, like, he was more exaggerated than most, but, like, a lot of cocks are like that. And it's weird, and this guy has it. I mean, or maybe it's just an illusion, but it looks, like, above his thumb looks girthier than, like, down by the base.
Yeah, you're totally right. It could also be the curve, but...
Yeah, it could be because it's coming up towards us. It's coming at us.
Well, at least, like, it looks like a starter cock. Like, oh, this isn't scary.
I feel like, for like, you and I, it's not scary. I think that a lot of women would consider this big, very big.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, maybe two size queens shouldn't have taken this quiz together.
Maybe. You're kind of picky.
Oops. Oh well. Okay, so I'm gonna say normal.
Okay, yeah. That's the one that I clicked, is normal there. Oh! Next. No!
See,
no.
But do you see how slender the base of his cock is? This is what I'm talking about.
Look at the little tip. It looks like a little hat.
Looks like a yarmulke? Is that what the...
Oh, it does look like a yarmulke! Oh, that's fucked up.
What is with the girl's face in the background? Is she supposed to be implying that this is, like, the most massive dick she's ever seen?
She's like, well, it's not going in my mouth.
I mean, I'll give it to him. This is a very long talk.
Yeah. How does he... How? He definitely has to be a grower. That is bananas. Because that has to be at least 10 inches.
No, but growers are usually girthy, right? In my experience. He's probably a shower.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know how that
There's
works.
There's a lot that's weird about this.
Because his
cock,
balls are so small. And then maybe that's they? Just... His balls are tiny. And then... Cock!
Not only is it the head of his cock, it's quite small.
It is little. It's little. And then it expands out and gets slimmer towards the end.
Yeah, and then the girth at the base of his cock is tiny. He doesn't have a lot of veinage. And he has, like, no balls to speak of. What is happening in this picture?
I don't know. I wonder if he just gets super lightheaded when he gets a hard-on. Poor guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, how long does this dick look to you?
I said 10 inches.
Yeah, I think it looks more like 10 than anything else. I would say, like, 9, but we'll go with 10.
Whew! No, that's not a 9. I've seen a 9.
Oh.
Aw, see, I like this cock. This next one.
Toilet paper rolls.
And toilet paper rolls! Because that's supposed to be a girth thing. But, see, it's just right. Like, it's nice and thick. And just...
I'm confused the angle. If you look at the head of his cock, this must be, like, a side angle, right? Or else the head of his cock is...
Yeah, like, I think he's laying on his side, he's kind of tilting a little bit, and, because I don't know why his cock is kind of, like...
It's, like,
turned
twisted.
Slightly to the left.
This angle is not a straight down angle, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, he took his phone and did that little, like, angle. So, I don't think his cock is, like, on wrong. I don't think nature fucked with him that bad.
Okay, so, this is a pretty standard.
I think so. It's nice and girthy towards the middle, though, so you feel full. But it also doesn't, like, smack the shit out of your cervix, so I dig it.
But see,
I can get down there.
I prefer girth at the base of the cock. Like, I feel that's where I feel the girth the most.
Mm.
Do you not?
I love that initial, like, first, like, push. After it's been a while, yeah, like, that first, like, when they push into you, and then you're like, gasp, you know, that
I mean,
feeling.
Yeah. Girth up the cock is really good for G-spot, but, like, in terms of actual full feeling, I need the girth at the base.
So you need, like, throughout the length.
Yes.
Girth then. Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You need consistent girth. She needs consistent
girth,
guys. I
need consistency, fellas. What do we think? It's normal, nothing special. I am almost tempted to say it's too small for me, but I'm conscious of not wanting to get the size queen result of this quiz.
Well, it is. I think it's like an average size cock that is thick. You know what I mean? Like, it's not enormous.
I don't think this is that thick. maybe I've just been really fortunate with
Maybe you have.
Maybe.
Bless you.
I mean, let's be real. So, in the honesty of full disclosure, I did lose my virginity to a black man.
Huh.
And I think that set the bar pretty high.
Well, shit. Well.
So, not to say that I have not been very satisfied by cock of all ethnicities.
The equal opportunity cock.
I am an equal opportunity cock whore. Let's be real.
She loves cocks of all colors.
I do. My vagina does not discriminate based on color.
And that's the American way, folks.
Hell okay. Yeah. Land of opportunity, my vagina. Oh my god. Okay. Anyway, it's normal, nothing special, because I don't want to get the size queen result from this quiz.
I don't think that it's big, I just think that it's girthy, but...
I'm on the cusp of saying it's too small for me. But you can do a lot with that size. You can do a lot, I will say that.
You sure can. You would have to work for it, though.
So. Yeah. Oh, yes, uncut cock. Yes.
Okay. I like it once it's hard. It freaks me out when it's soft. But, you know, that's learned behavior, and I've had uncut cock before. It's lovely. You just gotta get used to it. Because it's like, oh, okay, cock has a permanent turtleneck, so cool.
Do you, so not prefer, but I really enjoy giving head to uncut guys.
I've done it, and it's nice, like, it's just an aesthetic that is learned, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I had to get over, because... I had this guy that had this beautiful cock, but it was uncut, mm-hmm. and I had to get over that, you know? I have a lot of men in my family that used to just, when they were little, like, run around naked, so it's just, like, I associate that with them, and so I had to kind of get over that, and then once I did, it was magnanimous, but... I was like, oh... There's more.
There's more to do with an uncut mm-hmm. cock. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long does this dick look to you? Eight? I'm going to say
eight. Yeah, eight. That's definitely...
That's more than six.
That's sure. More than six, yeah.
Ooh, another uncut cock. This is exciting. Oh, do you like cut or uncut?
I'm sorry, guys. I love cut. I mean, I know I don't believe in genital mutilation.
Yeah.
And I've learned to just kind of love men of all types. But, you know, like, just kind of, like, breasts, right? Everybody has a preference on what they like. Yeah. And I like uncut. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to apologize. I don't know. I just really... I don't know that I have a strong preference either way. I think what helps me is that all the uncut guys I've been with have been very hygienic, so I haven't seen the downside to uncut that there can be, which is guys that get gross and the smegma and the nasty.
That would change my perspective. Yeah. I mean, the uncut cock that I did have, it was just effortless in terms of, like, how often I orgasmed when I was with him, and so I will always remember that. Just aesthetically. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer this one. Do I want...
Fuck. You can be as ruthless as you want to be.
But that's the thing. Like, I really, really don't care. Because I have never been with guys where there's been a disadvantage to either.
That's true.
So...
That's really true.
I'm going to have to go with this aesthetically... Cut cocks generally look better, but this one is pretty.
That one looks yummy. Mm. Yeah, it's all glistening. Yeah, I would take care of that.
Okay, I'm gonna... I'll say cut. I don't really care. Holy... Wow. Sweet baby Jesus.
How? She's just, she needs to take her time with that.
That's going to be a process.
That would take a couple of Lamas breathing and... Oh, God. Okay, this is going to happen.
Look at it.
Yeah. Whew! That would take some working up, but I would be up for the challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Exactly. I'd lock that shit down and find a way.
I appreciate a challenge.
Right?
So I'm going to say this dick is very thick.
Yeah. That's crazy fucking prick. I just can't stop looking at it. I'm like, oh.
I don't want to scroll to the next image because it's... I don't know. It's just fun to look at. Okay.
Woo! Next. Okay.
Oh.
Next one.
It's really unfortunate for this guy to be put after that picture.
I know. Oh. Womp, womp.
Womp.
The tip is fun. Like, the tip does this little
swoop thing. He's got a nice ridge.
Yeah. It's a fanciful ridge, but it...
If he did some hedge trimming, I feel like he would gain some visual length. He's got, like, abyss of thickets going on up there.
Okay. If you have a dick this size, like, truthfully, all of the nerve endings, like you said, are at the front of the, like, at the labia and the labia majora. If you can work your hips enough to kind of get your lady up to a point,
oh, yeah,
then I think you're going to be just fine. But if you just expect to just shove it in and have that be cool, then that's not going to work.
Yeah, you can't jackhammer with something this size and get results.
No.
But I have definitely had good sex with cocks about this size.
Yeah, same. I was thinking the same thing. You just have to listen to your partner and know exactly what you're doing with your hips and where her spot is,
mm-hmm,
on the outside of it, of her pussy, because you're not going to do much if you think that you're just going to pound away.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you.
Amen. All right. How long does it... I want to say 4.
Yeah. It could stretch for 6, but
yeah, definitely. I mean, there might be 1 or 2 hidden up in that bush, but...
In that forest of man.
But I'm going to say 4. Okay. Oh, is that it? Are we done?
That is it. Oh, I was hoping for more cock.
I know. I want to look at more penis. All right. Finish. Oh, let's see what our results are. Oh. Optional questions.
Show my results.
Dang.
I have to answer your blood sign and your signature. Jesus Christ.
Oh. I'm negative 2% pure.
0% pure.
You did good then, right? Is that... You want to be 0%?
Here, you should write a description of the test result telling... all I got was 0% pure.
Yeah, oh, but look at the your analysis.
Your analysis.
I scored higher than 2% of my peers. Does that mean that only 2% of people who've taken this quiz want larger cocks than I do?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
You scored higher than 7% of your peers. That's what I'm seeing right now.
I know. Oh. It'd be nice if they gave us a context for what negative 2% pure means. But I'm guessing that means that I am more of a size queen than most people.
I hate that term. It's just...
I don't... Ugh. Logically, women want larger cocks. Like, it's just like, I mean, I know that there are men out there who really, really enjoy small breasts, and I do very much enjoy small breasts. I think they're perky.
Well, they're pretty.
And
they're
fun,
little and pretty.
But
you could wear everything.
Yeah, you get to wear straps.
Just having tiny boobs.
Like, but
you could just go work.
Isn't
out
that same? Like, women, the bigger, the better. I know that there's some women who are like super, super tight, And I consider myself pretty tight. But, like, I like to feel stretched. And I guess maybe also the fact that I enjoy pain.
See, that's you. Because I told you when I got the little attachment for my Hitachi wand, it took some working out to even, like, get it inside. And you were like, it's great! I'm like, it doesn't even fit! But, yeah, and I totally get it.
I mean, like to feel full. That's just...
Yeah.
I like to feel stretched. Anyways. So, cool.
All right. Well, now you guys know. Total size queens. And
I'm surprised I'm more of a size queen than you are.
Maybe it's just because, honestly, a mouth will get me off a lot faster. And a lot more efficiently. So that's kind of what I aim for. I was like, oh, okay, I'm willing to compromise on that. Because I don't expect everybody to have this huge monster cock. But I'm not also going to be like, oh, okay, so it's not wonderfully huge. So let's work around. Let's
make this work. I mean, I don't want, like, I have never not hooked up with a guy. Or, like, not had sex with a guy or broken up with a guy because of the size of his cock.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I'm like the Project Runway of cocks. Like, okay, let's make this work. You know, let's do this. Let's figure something out. I am the Tim Gunn of cocks.
But I'm guessing I've also been quite fortunate in my exposure to cocks.
Same here. I mean, I've had a couple of situations that I had to work around, but other than that, it's been pretty good.
I think I had a very high bar set for me because I lost my virgin. But I mean, that wasn't the first, that doesn't even make sense, because that was not that I'd seen or done. It was just the first cock I had in my vagina. But I'd, like, hooked up with guys before that.
Well, I mean, nothing's quite like the first cock you ever had. Oh, so, God. Maybe it just does set that bar pretty high. But, you know, there's always higher bars, so. Yeah. Alright, well, you guys now know way too much information, and we just thought it would be fun to participate in something that was
If there's happening. More shit you want to hear us do, send it our way. This is fun.
Hell yeah.
We'll get drunk and hang out on a call any day.
Please?
Give us more cock pictures. Yay!
Yes!
Oh, shit. Our inboxes are...
Oh, I know. That's, I realized what we asked when we asked it. But anyhow.
But go for it anyways, guys. I don't care.
Yeah, dick pics. Just don't send them to me when I'm at work. Thank you.
A little warning would be nice.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Well, we'll talk to you later, GWA.
Adios. Bye.